Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout.
And standing by on our Western Hotline is the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, Brandon Bean, kind enough to join us this morning here. Brandon, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing well. You know, you could speed the clock up a little bit. I'm good to get to opening day, if you don't mind.
We takes time to bake that bread, so we're still got a lot of work to do, but excited about having preseason games. I know people don't get fired up for that, but I missed that last year, so I'm looking forward to next week.
What was Saturday like with 15,000 fans in the building?
That was great. I think our guys loved it. And, again, no preseason last year and more fans than we had at our playoff game. So I think some of the guys, including, you know, Steph Diggs and obviously the rookie class last year, gives them even more feeling of what it's going to be like this season. And obviously we're going to have a lot more fans once the regular season gets here. So it was good. It was great to have the fans out. Great day weather-wise. And, we're excited.
Brandon, is this camp different for you in any way because of last season's success, because of almost every starter is back, the expectations are different, the coaches are back, everything? Does it have a different feel or a different approach in any way for you?
Not for me, really. I mean, you're always you have a good idea of, you know, who's going to, you know, be your top line players at a lot of positions, but there's still some spots that there's going to be some good competition, especially when we get into these preseason games. So you're always evaluating your roster. And then, you know, I think once preseason games, again, we didn't have them last year, then you can start looking to see what's out there and compare them to what you have on your roster, especially as you get into that third preseason games and you kind of start seeing some of the players that you hear out there may be available either via trade or the waiver wire. We didn't have that last year. You know, it was a month of just getting ready and practicing. So there was a whole rookie class that we never got to see play because they either were released or they were put on somebody's practice squad and never really were activated.
Brandon, I'd imagine that, like, during the off season, you are very much in touch with how your players are doing, what kind of workouts, whatever, off-season program and all that. But when camp opens, do you have any short period of almost like scouting your own team to see who came back looking fast, who came back looking strong? You know, you walk over to the defensive line, and you get a look at, you know, player X, or you see a running back make a move and think, oh, all right, things look a little different. Because, of course, year to year, players are working on different things. And I just wonder if any of that, not quite catches you by surprise, but is something you have to reevaluate a little bit.
Yeah, you do. You know, it's always the first indicator is when the guys came back for the off-season program. You know, who's showing up here that they've been doing something, or they're truly showing up here to try and get some shape. And then, again, it's kind of the weird deal every year, the way the calendar's set up. But you work them hard in May and June to get them in shape, and then you send them home for, you know, 4 to 5 weeks. and how do they handle that? And so you're always kind of evaluating what it looks like early on, and sometimes you'll see some guys, get some soft tissue things if maybe they weren't quite in shape. Doesn't mean that they're not in shape if they do, but sometimes you understand why it happens. But, no, it's been good. I think Sean mentioned it, at least to the team. I don't know if he did to the media, but our guys did a really good job over that break coming back ready to roll. Are there a couple that maybe were behind the eight ball a little bit? Yes, but we're getting them where they need to be.
Brandon, one of the guys I want to ask you about, we've been talking about Matt Breida a little bit, and it sounds like he's looking good at camp and showing some quickness and some speed and all that. And we're wondering, like, what role do you envision for him? You have Moss, you have Singletary. It's not like you guys are going to turn into a run-based offense running, 65% of the time. But he does bring an element with that speed to your backfield. What kind of a role do you think he could have in this offense?
Yeah, I think he's best. He uses his speed and space. So, it's up to Brian Daboll and his staff to find ways to get him, whether it's in the run game, out wide to the perimeter. Not to say he can't run inside, but that's not going to be what he's going to major in. And then the pass game, he can catch the ball out there, whether it's screens, flares, various routes. Matt's a seasoned vet. He's very smart. He came in and has picked up the offense well. He's meshed, whether it's with the first unit and Josh or Mitch in the second unit. So he's been a nice piece, brings another veteran presence to, because Moss and Singletary are going into year two and year three respectively. So, again, we were looking for a little juice. That's probably not, Zach or Devin's number one trait. And so it just gives, Brian a variety of things based on, who we're playing. That's what we try to do at every position is, not have the same type of piece. Give them some variances based on matchups.
Speaking of veteran presence, Emmanuel Sanders comes in. What do you think specifically he will be able to bring to your passing game?
Yeah, I mean, he's a dog. I mean, he's wired similar to Steph and even Cole. I mean, those guys are all just they are tough. And wide receivers can be labeled divas. Those three guys and Gabe obviously is not either. They're anti divas, I promise you. And so he's just a veteran guy. He started in this league some years back with Pittsburgh and brought speed and juice. And I think as you've seen his career go on, yeah, maybe he doesn't have the top-end gear that he had. He can still run, but, he's a really good route runner, and he can go inside. We could have, if Brian's got four wide receivers, he and Cole could play inside and Steph and Gabe or whoever else could be outside, but he can also win outside. So he just gives us another guy that has versatility, and he's a veteran presence. He's played in Super Bowls. He's won one, so anytime you can get somebody that's been around winners, that's great to add to your mix.
We're with Bills GM Brandon Bean. I'll stay on the offense. I wanted to ask you, you look at your line and four spots look set, and then there's a question at one of the guard spots, whether it's left or right. At this point, does Cody Ford have a better spot? Do you think he's a better right guard or left guard? What are your thoughts about how that all plays out with him, since that's the one spot up for grabs?
Yeah, I mean, Cody's versatile. I think he can play either one. I really do. We've been working him more on the right here the first week, but it doesn't mean he can't do the left. And it's funny with him and Daryl over there; those are two beef eaters, man. They're two big guys that both Oklahoma guys. So it's good to see. They've been really good to watch, just the pair of them working together. But again, it doesn't mean that would be his final resting spot. Cody's very smart. He's football instinctive, and guard is his number one spot right now. But shooting a pinch, if we needed him to, he can go back out there and play right tackle for us.
When it comes to the offensive line, one of the big stories of this offseason has been the idea that you guys want to be more efficient when running the ball, just better at running the ball. So how much has that been – I'm not quite related to the offensive line, but how much of a message is that in that group? Because it seems if you bring everybody back and you want to do something better, it's on the players to actually find a way to be more efficient and more effective in that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, the O-line is so much about being in sync and continuity. And we had some various things. We started with Quentin Spain last year. We were just moving guys around. Cody got hurt. And so I thought those guys did a really good job in pass pro, but we just were never in sync in the run game. And again, it's not all in the O-line. It's not all in the back. It can just be various things. And so it's more just trying to get everybody in sync on the same page. And it's repetition. It's timing. And, you know, we do have some competition on that O-line. So, you know, using these preseason games early to figure out what's going to be this starting five and then who's going to be the backups, and letting that unit of five continue to get reps and communication and just working off of each other. It's one of the hardest units to make sure everybody's on the same page and to get in sync, just because there's so much communication involved.
I forgot I probably should ask this earlier on a bookkeeping standpoint. Any update on Dawkins and Botker and when they might be able to return or come to practice?
This week, they'll be back. Ike is probably going to make it back sooner than Deion, just from a timing standpoint. But we do expect them both back at some point, you know, this week, and looking forward to getting them. You know, they still have to, once you get through the 10-day period or whatever it is, they still have to clear some league tests. You know, that's how we caught Tommy Sweeney's deal last year. So assuming that they get past that, we hope to have them both back this week, which will be good to add them back in the mix. Obviously, Deion's been a four-year starter for us, and Ike has played a lot and started down the stretch for us.
Hey, Brandon, there are a couple guys I want to ask you about that are going into year three, Ed Oliver and Dawson Knox. When you look at those two, what do you, I don't know, need to see, want to see in year three specifically from those two players?
Yeah, starting with Ed, just, you know, Ed, he plays so hard. His motor, I'd take his motor all day. I'd give him to 53 guys, and we'd have one heck of a competitive team. He loves it. He's a dog. He just, you know, the defense that he played in college, he played a lot in the zero, right over the, you know, as the nose guard, and he was clearly the best player. They just let him run it to either way, and so it was just learning, you know, reading the guys in front of him. Are the O linemen giving you tail signs and working? You know, he was never having to work with a defensive end or another D tackle in, you know, pass rush games. So just working those things and understanding what the offense is telling you, and just, I think that will lead to more production for him. Also, it's year two in Eric Washington's system. I think he's very comfortable this year, and I think his production numbers will go up. Obviously, he'll have to show that, but he's factored, even though he didn't have a lot of sacks last year, he really factored for us down the stretch and made a lot of plays. He just, you know, it's, people are looking at stats, and I think, you know, expecting more. And listen, Ed expects more sacks too. And so looking forward to what he'll bring year three. And then Dawson, you know, Dawson really did some good things his rookie year. Started slow last year, had a concussion. I think he had a calf maybe, and had a couple drops. But down the stretch, I thought he was coming on, had a couple touchdowns for us in the playoffs, and had a nice catch the other day at the practice, you know, in the stadium. I think his confidence is really growing. He is so explosive with the ball in his hands. It's just, you know, he's had a couple of untimely drops in the past, and I think, you know, he'll tell you first that's what he's got to get cleaned up.
With Oliver, and I, you know what, Brandon, I'll throw in Tremaine Edmonds here because Leslie Frazier was talking about this on Friday. With both those guys, there's no question there's talent, there's ability, there's skill, and you see some special plays from them. But is it, do you need both of them to just kind of get to another level or the next level and become more consistent at those splash plays?
Yeah, I think, again, you know, Tremaine and Ed both tell you there's probably some plays they go, man, if I had just done this and this, I'd have made it. And it comes with time. And, listen, these are still young players, and people want them to get from you know, A to Z, you know, just like that. And sometimes it takes time based on fitting in our system, where they're coming from, and they're great young men. They're working hard. They're great teammates. And, again, we think that there's more out there. If we didn't think there was, we wouldn't push them for that. They're talented players. And so it's just staying with the process and let those plays come to them.
We're with Bill Chi and Brandon Bean on our Wester Hotline. The Bills are practice 10 o'clock this morning. I wanted to ask you about Rousseau, but I'll tell you, before I get to him specifically, let me ask you about the defensive line. Again, Leslie Frazier talked about this on Friday, too. It mentioned you guys might have been maybe the smallest or one of the smallest D-lines. So you bring in Rousseau, you bring in Basham, F.A. Obata, you have Starr coming back. How it looks bigger. in terms of the whole unit. How different do you think the line is with those additions, including getting Star back?
Yeah, I mean, starting with him, you know, that was – we obviously didn't plan to be as small as we were up front last year, you know, with his opt-out. And so Quentin Jefferson, you know, had to play more inside than on the edge, which was not our original design. But he fought hard, you know, in there. And, again, I thought we were, you know, a little smaller than you want to be at times last season. And it showed up probably a little bit in the Kansas City game. But, you know, it's good to, you know, get the young guys with Rousseau and Basham. Both of them have the versatility to play on the edge but then go rush inside. Both of them have had production in college doing that, and you can see here, you know, they can. I'm looking forward to seeing them in pads. We're going to get in pads tomorrow. So that will be, you know, where I can really start watching these guys and evaluating them. But, you know, Greg's size and length, it's undeniable. He's an instinctive player. You know, he's got less experience than Boogie. Boogie probably has seen more and knows what's coming than Greg does. But Greg's made a lot of plays early in camp, again, without pads, just seeing his move and work his technique and following, you know, what Eric Washington is teaching him. You know, and Boogie, he's just – he's very instinctive. He played basketball. He was a, you know, AAU type player, and you can see that agility that a basketball player has. He's a big man, but very agile on his feet, and made a heck of a play one of the days last week, maybe Thursday, recognizing that it was going to be a flare pass from Josh over to one of the backs, and then kind of widening his rush, and then gets his hand out. And a lot of those guys, they deflect it, but then it goes down. He then tracks it 5 yards downfield and made a pick six. So excited about that whole group. F.A. Obata, you mentioned him too, had 5 or 6 sacks with Carolina last year. A lot of production inside. He's a big man. Came through the international game. He's from England and really has taken a lot of steps. Eric was with him. Eric Washington was with him in Carolina and just – you know, told us what a hard worker, and he's been such a great teammate. So it's going to be a good competition, and I look forward to seeing how it shakes out, you know, as we progress through the month.
You've got different positions that will sometimes have different timelines in terms of how long it takes a guy to kind of adjust and to learn the pro game. What do you feel that is for defensive ends?
You know, I think it's not crazy long. I really don't. I think it's just you know, learning how to work in the scheme, you know, work alongside, you know, what the rush games, you know, again, those guys will be working with D tackles, but I think those guys will pick it up. They're both very smart. They work hard. They got the intangibles. So that makes me think that they'll get up to speed pretty fast. Again, we haven't had pads on yet. So you ask me in a week and I'll probably be able to even give you a little more indication of where they're at.
Yeah, one other thing on Rousseau I wanted to ask you before we get to the obligatory Josh Allen contract question, which I am contractually obligated to ask you, Brandon.
Okay, no problem.
with Rousseau, he's such a – first off, keep tweeting out pictures of him standing next to people that make him look like he's 9'3". Do you get – I mean, it's preseason, right? Jeremy makes me take the preseason pledge every year. Don't get carried away with games, with camp, with practices. But when you see a guy with the physical, with the body type, and the skill, and you watch Rousseau at practice, do you get excited about what he might be able to do for you, or do you just tone it down?
No, I mean, you know, I do get excited. I get excited about a lot of our guys. But, yeah, you can't – you can only build them, you know, and there's only so many guys that are, you know, just under 6'7", and, you know, 260-some pounds, you know, with – you know, wingspan. He's got 11-inch hands and, you know, a long wingspan. Those things are naturally. It's like, you know, do you want a 6'5 quarterback or do you want a 5'11 guy? I mean, naturally you're going to choose the 6'5. It doesn't mean the 5'11 can't do it. But, you know, prototype size, you know, at any position and especially up front is important. And, again, it's you build them, and when they're that way, if they have the intangibles and they have enough ability, those are the ones you get really excited about, and that's why we drafted Greg where we did.
Is the contract done yet? Josh Allen contract done yet? You could break it on the show. I mean, come on, we'll you know, right here.
Right here?
Yeah.
No, you know, at the end of the day, we'll again, we'll probably put a deadline on it at some point here. Yeah. you know, in preseason. I don't like to carry that stuff into the season. So we haven't put a specific date on it. It's just, and again, I think Adam Bonini asked me about it last week, his phrase. It was an interesting question. I didn't mind it. Was, is there any momentum? And, you know, there's no momentum to getting a deal done until you all of a sudden feel it's there. And so we'll just we'll work with his reps and, you know, hopefully we can get something done this year. But if not, we'll be excited. Josh knows. He and I have had great conversations this spring and summer about it. And he'll play it out this year if we can't get something done. And, you know, I promised him if we can't that we'll pick it up, you know, as soon as we get to next off season and we'll try again.
Is it, you know, these things don't happen in a vacuum. You've got other teams, other players, other signings around the league. I'd imagine that both sides probably acknowledge that is a factor in this. Like, you're waiting on another player to sign a deal to get a better idea of what value might be. Or you could also, the flip side of that is you could just go out there and set the market yourself.
Yeah, I think I don't know that. You know, we're definitely not. I don't know that they would be waiting on that. I can't speak for them. But I think it's like anything. There's, when you do a negotiation like this, there's a lot of variables, and I call it the structure of the deal. There's a lot of variables when you do a contract like this, and there's going to be things that are very important to the club that for us to do a deal, you know, 2 years early, we would want X, Y, and Z. And then on their end, there's some things that are very important to them. And so it's just being able to, you know, get on the same page where they can give us some things that we need on our end that allow us the flexibility with our cap. And then, amongst other things, and then us being able to give them some things that would be very important, you know, to Josh. And so those are how you get deals done when you can do that. Sometimes there's just some obstacles that you can't work out right now, and you have to postpone it. And, again, we'll see here soon. You know, we're in August, so I'd say we're down to a few weeks to either get this done or delay it and try it again, you know, in 2022.
If you need anything from us, let us know. We're always here to help.
What's the best way to get you, Howard?
You got my number. You never texted me on draft night. Remember, I told you not to make me stay up late. You got to give me a heads up. I never heard from you.
I faxed you. I sent it over fax.
See, the fax wasn't working, Brandon. So I just all right. You let us know. Boyko's got our number.
All right, sounds good. We're on it.
Thank you as always for giving us your time, Brandon. Have a great season. If we don't talk to you,
sounds good. Great. Appreciate you guys.
You bet. Thank you.
I'm really upset I didn't have a better punchline just ready for what's the best way to reach you, Howard. I should have had something right there. I feel like it's
something old, some reference to old.
Yeah, I mean, if I got
Pony Express.
Yeah, it would have been good.
Howard still uses, you know, Pony Express, that type of thing.
Telegram, you know, something would have been
Western Union.
I feel like the softball was laid right in the strike zone, and I didn't take the swing.
Well, you know what? See, okay, so two things. One of two things is happening. Either A, you're slowing down as you get old, or B, you're busy being a parent, because I heard some squealing in the background there. I heard some talking in the background there.
Yeah.
Who's with you?
Nobody's with me right now.
Okay,
but,
I thought maybe you were holding one of your children.
Bit of a chaos moment. They happen. The babies have just started teething, which is...
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
A little shot of whiskey.
That for me, right?
Just a little bit of it on the pinky. Rub it on the gums.
Yeah.
For you. I mean, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I'll do that right now.
A little bit of whiskey on the gums and the babies will stop teething. Please don't follow my advice.
I feel like people did that for hundreds of years.
That is one of the things we were told, actually. I'd never tried it.
You didn't do it?
No. But that's one of the things we were actually told.
Ever tried whiskey?
Probably not. Not a whiskey. Well, I don't know. Probably not.
Okay.
Again, that's not peanut butter.
That's not.
Far from peanut butter, I think. But no, I'm not, I don't know that I ever would have had a shot or anything kind of. Yeah, probably not. All right, 803-0550 to join us. We got some calls. We got actually Paul coming up to handle the Eichel stuff. So all sorts of neat stuff. Grab a line, join us this morning, and we'll talk to you on WGR.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.